This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes. I feel a little less alone.
Yo, another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Fritz, the loss yesterday was the lockiest lock of all the locks in the history of baseball. Mets lost too. I feel so good that I didn't come on here and say season over after that Mets series. Mets lose 3 of 4 to the Marlins. Braves win 3 of... Phillies win 3 of 4 of the Braves, and we're basically right back where we started. And they have a Citi Field problem. But you know what? I got to see Kyle Schwarber hit 4 home runs in a baseball game, Fritzy. Let's go, dude. Honestly, look, I will get a lot to get a new day, obviously. But I think at the end of the day, I think yesterday was an annoying loss, and the way it happened is frustrating. And the fact that, I don't know, maybe Jose Alvarado does need steroids. I don't know. But what I do know was that sucked yesterday. But taking 3 of 4 the way they did, I know some people were frustrated. They got 19 runs after not hitting in Citi Field. But, like, to have that experience Thursday night to bounce back the way they did, like, I feel good today. How you doing, Fritzy?
And you buried the lead. You buried the lead.
The fact that we mentioned Tim Mazel on the last podcast and they signed him, that's my fault. That is so my fault. We'll get to Walker Buehler. They signed Tim Mazza after he comes up on the last pod. How crazy is that? Like, that's actually weird. Like, that actually might be people listening to the pod and being like, hey, we're going to give a little Easter egg to the IOP spot here. Like, that's crazy.
First, it was Bader. Now it's another PSAC guy and Walker Buehler.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not one to say that maybe we're having influence over Preston, but is there a coincidence between the second that Preston gets in that chair and two PSAC guys, and still no Fritz call, quite disappointing, and Harrison Bader, who we've begged for years, and Walker, big game Buehler. Finally, I have a random Walker Buehler signed baseball I got for Walker. Not a waste of time. Waste of my time. Yesterday, incredibly annoying. They took 3 of 4. You know what, though, James? And, like, I'm very happy they took 3 of 4. And maybe this is, like, Negadelphia still having its hold on my heart. I still have that Mets stench series.
I know you
like,
did. You did immediately.
Me.
So inside baseball, you know, our text over with Elliot, the baseball guys. I'm like, you know, being a nerd and being all giddy, and Jack's like, I got to be honest, still annoyed about the Mets series, but that was cool. And I'm like, okay.
I know. No, I was sitting there. So I drove after the show. I drove down to Ocean City, meet back up with Jill. Met them right up on the boardwalk. I think I was in line at Manco and Manco when Schwarber hit the one opposite way, and I was like, "Well, that's three. That's three." And then I got home for the fourth one. Annoyingly so, I did get a notification that it was happening, and then I watched it, which I hate when that happens. Kind of ruined the moment for me.
That does suck.
Yeah, it's whatever. But and so there's two real, like, there's two, like, super boomery, like, negative thoughts. One, I was like, well, can we mix one of these into the Mets series?
Yes, of course. You know. I think every single – that was the reverse, the, you know, Delaware Valley dads, like, save some runs for tomorrow. It's like, can we have used some of those runs yesterday? Exactly. Yes, I get it.
Yeah. And then there was a part of me where, like, I know in 15, 20 years, we would not have looked back and said the fifth home run was off of a position player. But a part of me was like, I'm kind of glad the fifth home run wasn't off a position player.
No, I get it.
To create Major League Baseball history. It was really cool. And what I kept thinking about was there's been more perfect games than four home run games.
I know. I thought about it. Good time as any. I very rarely tease stuff for the pod with Jack. You know, normally I'm not, you know, saying, ooh, guess what I got? Can't tell you.
Usually you're just a wing it kind of guy.
I'm usually a wing it kind of guy. I count on you to do the take bag and the you know, legwork, as they say. But today,
great.
I sent you a picture of something said 11 reasons that made, and then I didn't tell you what the rest was. Well, now seems like a perfect time as any. 11 reasons that made the Kyle Schwarber four home run game maybe my favorite regular season game ever.
Wow.
Non-playoff clinching edition. And here is why. I have 11 reasons. Are you ready?
Yes.
Unlike you, and it does suck, but like you talked about, like we watch 160, 158, 157, whatever it is a year of these things, you know, 162 if we can, we try. You miss at bats, you miss moments, like you go take a piss. Like I missed, ironically, in this game, I missed Harper's homer because I was in the bathroom. So you just miss stuff. Somehow, some way, I ended up just being there for all of the Schwarber. I was just looking at the screen at the exact time. Like, I didn't even look away. It wasn't even like, he's trotting around the bases. Let me see the replay. And obviously the fourth and fifth, like, you're locked in purposely. But the first three, like, I was just watching the game at the exact, like, I was not away. I didn't miss any of them. There was no more. I was looking right at Kyle Schwarber as he swung the bat and hit. So, like, I got to see for the first time in my life, I've never watched a four-homer game live. Like, we've talked about why the holiday playoff no-hitter is so special because, like, how rare is it you actually see every single pitch of a no-hitter? You know, it's rare to, like, see every pitch, not miss one. I didn't miss a single second from the Schwarber thing. So that was, for me, cool. For me, that reason number two, after the Met series, I go the other way with that. After that Met series, to come back and put up that 19 spot, I'm like, good. Like, at least they showed some gumption, some fight. I would have rather they scored there, but, like, I appreciated them bouncing back.
Yeah,
there, you know?
And I do think that's important. And that's that. And overall on the weekend, the offense after the first game was
cool,
pretty nondescript.
Yes.
But at least from the standpoint, and I think that's one thing that, you know, you and I both came on here after the Mets series and we were like, I get it. I'm frustrated. Like, there's certainly the Citi Field thing, but I think we should have a certain level of trust in this baseball team to where they have shown ability to bounce back. They've shown ability to play against good teams all year. It's not like they've only beat up on bad teams. They've had a pretty tough schedule. So, yeah, I agree with you. Like, coming back, you know, laying a beat down on them right after that was much appreciated.
Reason number three, and by the way, do you appreciate that I did 11? I had 10 and I went 11 for you, just for your little, you know, top 11 thing. Okay, number three, just refer to it. It's against the Braves. Like, that's just fun. It's fun that forever when we see the highlights of the four homer game, it's against the Braves. Like, that alone is cool. Reason number four, part of a 19-run game with all kinds of fun other stuff happening. You know, Harper homer, Marsh homer, Kepler homer. Like, they just poured it on, and they went down 3-0 and put up the five spot right after.
Kepler went yard, but
Kepler, Harper, and the Schwarber one. So maybe not Marsh in that one. Either way,
They tied a franchise record, which
and they went down 3-0. So like, we got that feeling of coming off the Met series and be like, you got to be bleeping kidding me, like really, with no, like really. And then we got to see him go off. So I still even got that feeling of a little bit of consternation in a 19-4 game, which is awesome. Reason number five was that they went down 3-0 and the first homer was part of 19 unanswered. Reason number six, it's an all-time great home run hitter in the midst of an all-time great home run season. Like, Kyle Schwarber, when he hits his 50th homer, is going to be the first player to ever have 50 homers in a four-homer game in the season. Like, he'll be the first guy. No one's ever done it. And all the 50, 60, 70 homer guys, none of those were former guys. Like, this is an all-time home runner in the midst of an all-time home run season doing an all-time cool home run thing that's only happened 21 times. So that adds before me.
Does he have 10 more home runs than him?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, this is he, when you put in the four, if he can get to 60-ish, if he can get in that, like, this will be, I mean, it's one of the great home run seasons of all time. Like, obviously, but like, it adds to it. It adds to the legend of it. It's like, you know, like a master putting like their masterpiece up in like a masterpiece season or whatever. So that added to it for me. Reason number seven, is the combination of that. Six is that he's an all-time great home runner, and this is where I separated the two to make it into 11. The awesomeness that it could be during a 60 home run season. I added that. As opposed to like Scooter Gennett in a 29 homer season or whatever it was, having a four homer game or whatever. It's just more impactful when it's part of this type of season.
Well, I find it so, because I remember saying to myself, before maybe last year, you know, you go back and you look at Howard's 06 and you're like, are we ever going to see a Philly do that?
Totally.
Now, he's not going to have the RBI.
He's not batting 306 either. Yes, we get it. You know,
he's not going to hit over
58 home runs. I don't think that's ever going to happen again by anybody.
Yeah, no, it's pretty damn special. And I was thinking, like, are we ever going to see it again? And the fact that we're even, there's a conversation of him possibly chasing down Ryan Howard. It's been unbelievable.
Number nine, the fact that it happened, the Powder Blues at home, you know, could have been on the road. First and foremost, the fact that it was home and then the Powder Blues. It's just cool for forever, you know?
And if I remember correctly, was Schmidt also wearing the Powder Blues? Because they were in Chicago. It was an away game and those used to be the away uniforms.
Yes. I was definitely in Chicago at Wrigley that his happened. It feels right to me though, with the highlights, look that up.
Yeah.
Number 10, just the fact they're a good team and it was a game that mattered. You know, it's not like a 75-win Phillies team that had a cool four-homer game in the middle of the season. It's part of a season, a playoff season. And then number 11, it's just the fact that it's Kyle Schwarber. It's a guy we, like, love. It's a fan favorite. It's someone who, you know, we all truly, truly care about and is going to go down as a great Philly and has a chance to obviously become a legendary Philly. But just the fact that we would have loved the four homer game if anyone had one. But if it was just like a magical Brandon Marsh night, like, and I love Brandon Marsh, like, don't get me wrong, but like the fact that it was Kyle Schwarber and what he represents for this era of Phillies just added to it. Look, I don't know that it's definitely my favorite regular season game. Again, not including like when they made the playoffs in 93, like when they made the playoffs in 07, that's a different thing. But
Halliday's perfect game.
It might be up there with Halliday's perfect game. A, because of them, and B, I saw like the last four innings of Halliday's perfect game. I got to get in front of a TV. I wasn't watching a random Phillies Marlins game the whole way through at that time during the day. Like, I wasn't as locked in on that one. So like, it wasn't quite as special to me because I didn't see every moment of it. So like, look,
I think that's because you're probably locked in on Flyers Blackhawks game.
It's a playoff. I mean, Stanley Cup for Christ's sake.
Stanley Cup fun.
Look, there are others that are up there. I mean, obviously the Luke Williams game got to be pretty high on the list. But I don't know. Like, it's just like, you know, I think every year there are a couple games that stand out, and then every few years there are games that we'll talk about forever, and we will always talk about that Kyle Schwarber game. So
yeah, Pavetta's complete game against the Reds, the Brad Miller,
exactly, yeah, the Brad Miller 3 home run game, of course, who could forget?
All up there. But yeah, so I don't think there's gonna be a bit. 20 years from now.
Oh, I forgot one other thing. The fact that he actually got a chance at the fifth is cool.
I know.
Like, you're right. Like, I think it would have, like, I think down the road it wouldn't matter. It's five is five is five. But, like, it would have been a little lame off position player. I honestly think it was just as cool to sit there and watch a guy have a chance at five, whether he did it or not, just to feel that, like, wow, he, like, how many of the guys who hit four even get a chance? I have no idea, but I'm sure it's not all of them. You know, like, that's pretty rare. So
just well, the story fact to watch is cool. The story of
yes,
him and the
yes. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, how do you not know, Kyle?
I know. And he's like, well, I guess I gotta go do it. And him well, saying like, that
so, he yeah, yeah. So I
guess sucked off position players, which is great.
That what Jack was referring to, if you missed it, was it K Long he's talking to?
He's talking to a lot of his teammates.
Teammates, whatever. And he's like, so he's like, hey, is anyone ever at five? And they like look at him like, idiot, no. And he's like, well, bleep.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, I know. So I don't think there's going to be a bit 20 years from now where we got to dethrone the Kyle Schwarber four home run game, like the David Bell moment. So I'm glad it was him and not, I'm glad it wasn't like, nah, this would never happen.
That's my
like
point,
Bomer.
Right? That's what I'm saying though, right? Like that is part of it for me, that it's Schwarber, it means more. It's more like historically magical. Also, by the way, just as an aside, the fact there have been 21 of them, four by Phillies players, only one other team has two. The Diamondbacks have had two. Every other team has one, and obviously a lot of teams don't have any. There's only 21. But isn't that crazy? The Phillies have four, the Diamondbacks have two, and there's no other with more than one. Like, we're the king of four homer games. And yeah, season, the king of four homer seasons, the first season ever with 3 4 homer games.
Well, and it's good that we're finally number one in some stat in baseball. Yes, you know, right. We have a lot of the bad ones.
What so a great good. Point, Jack. A positive stat. We're number yes. one in some negative. What a point. Well said, dude.
Thank
well
you. Said. Thank you. So that was great.
All right, so I did all my work for the pod. So, you know, I feel pretty good about contributing this time.
Come on, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Yeah, I don't know. It was
really cool. It was really cool. It was a special thing. All right, let's get in the rest of the series. I do think there was a lot of interesting stuff, and I want to start with some positives. Then we'll get to like Kirkring last night and some of the stuff from last night. But I do think I was really impressed with it, because like you put up the 19 and then they don't hit. But the next two games, and even look, yesterday was a tough fought game. I thought the outside of the 19-4, this was just a really tight, well fought, you know, outside of the rundown error yesterday, but for the most part, you know, the hitting wasn't great, but the pitching was great. We saw really good defense this weekend. We saw a tight games with big plays and big moments. Obviously, Trey Turner, the Bob Vitrone stat, I don't know if you saw this, was wild. 1988, the first time they started tracking these specific types of stats, but Trey Turner just became the second Philly ever, along with Travis Lee, for the Phillies to be losing. Two outs, 0-2 count on a hitter and win a baseball game. Second time ever. And Trey Turner did that on isn't that crazy? Like, you would think over time, you know, it's only 1988. They tried
two outs and 0-2?
Two outs, 0-2. So essentially truly down to your last strike, you know. Wow. Only the second time they've ever walked one off like that. So, I mean, I thought that was a really, that was awesome. Like, that was, and Trey obviously had an awesome day that day. Just a great game. And, you know, it sparked the, hey, we should be throwing Trey in the MVP stuff more. He'll be top five for sure, top three or four. Like, they might have two top three. They might. You know, I think it'll probably be two top five for sure, but they could be two top three. I thought, you know, and then, you know, you get solid outings from your starters pretty much all weekend. Nola outside of the first inning. You pretty much got good pitching all weekend long from this team. We'll get to yesterday, but the post-Schwarber games, those two tight wins, your thoughts on those games?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Braves certainly showed up to play. You know,
especially after 19-4, like you could have seen the Braves be like, "Well, bleep this," and they fought.
I certainly would have liked a better offensive effort against Bryce Elder, who 100% isn't very good. But Sale made sense, and I know people. I mean, I don't know if I talked about him. I think I talked about him in the draft. I think I talked about him as like my guy, like. If I'm in a fantasy draft, I'm going to draft him. But I love Hurston Waldrop. I love Waldrop.
Except his name should be Hurston Waldrop III. Like, how is it not? Like, what are we doing here?
It's a great name. It's a great name. So I think he is. I think he is. I think he's amazing. I'm a huge Waldrop guy.
Yeah.
So that wasn't too surprising. I would have liked to rip Elder, but regardless, they won the game. So, yeah. I mean, overall, there was a lot of good. I think the big is the starting staff. You know, Ranger dances his way through it. Hi, bud. What are you doing?
Hey, pal.
You want to come here for 1 second?
Yes.
Come here.
Dude, how fired up is Walker about having it's one thing in the Taiwan Walker thing. We love Taiwan now. We're a big fan of Taiwan. I'm on this pod. But, like, it's one thing to have a last name Walker. It's another thing to have a first name Walker player on the team. Whoa. Like, that has to be thrilling. Yeah. Thank you. He gets it.
Yeah. So we've been working on Come On, Phillies. So
oh, I love it.
Can
love
you
it.
Say come on, Phillies?
Come on.
That's
yeah,
close enough.
Good enough. That was it. That worked.
That's close
oh,
enough.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
All right, Bubba.
We are a family pod here, buddy.
All right.
Oh, I love it.
Goodbye.
Oh, I love it.
Bye, buddy.
Oh my god. That was freaking adorable. Oh my god. He was like, that was whenever I have Zoe on, she just like talks and can't hear you. He was like talking at the perfect times. It was almost like he could hear me and was answering my questions. That was
he couldn't,
bro. He's a pro. I know, that's my point, is he couldn't. He was like, what a pro.
Yeah, total pro. Jeez. But yeah, so like Ranger was good. It was a lot of hits, but you know,
yeah,
like,
but he battled.
You take that. Nola, I was pretty happy with. You know, they didn't have to stretch him. He didn't have to stress that much outside of the first. And then Sanchez.
But he gave him what they needed. We gave him what, I think Nola, you're right. He stunk at first, but you know what? To settle and only give up one more over six, like that's what you need from that guy when you hit like that. You need him to save the pen a bit and just be able to not let the Braves keep coming back in the game and keep making it tight, you know?
And Sanchez, after the Mets start in another kind of marquee, just shoves. I mean, absolutely
awesome.
Shoves. He's just the best. I love him. And then I
Zeus.
April Jesus Lizardo, I think, is back. And I'm just
thought that was one of his
now.
Best outings of the year. I thought that was one of his best outings of the year.
That's your game two starter.
Yeah,
that's your game two starter.
Look it's, over Ranger. Whoa,
dude. Because the upside's still there. I know he can go to the pen, and I know that he can be up to 100. And I really think they might have. I think they've obviously found some things out of the stretch to make him better. You know, he's not a disaster now. Whenever there's runners on base, it's just what I appreciate the most about Lizardo right now is it feels like he feels it, and he's competitive in the strike zone. He's not walking a ton of guys. He's going right after hitters. Like there was times last night, went right after Acuña, which I appreciated. Yeah. And he's a guy with that stuff. Like if he can get the stones and develop that and develop like a bleep you type attitude, the ceiling is super super high. This is what he was at the beginning of the year. He's been this way really for his last like five or six starts. I think people have just been including us, like I think we've just been afraid to like buy all the way back in because the blowups have been the blowups, but they've worked on some things out of the stretch. They've cleaned up, I think, some of the tipping stuff. Seems like he used it a little bit more last night, but they ditched that changeup for a little bit. So I just think that he's getting more confident with his pitch mix. I think he's getting more confident with Cotham and just the competitiveness in which he's pitching and at that ballpark, especially a home game. Road game, maybe Ranger. If they're home, I think him in a game two with the crowd behind him, mm-hmm. I'll take that, and then I'll have Knowles. I'll have Knowles or Ranger or Walker Buehler on the road. But for a home start, I'm starting Lizardo game two if they get in that situation.
So I think I agree with you. First of all, like to your point, he's got some stones. Like he's willing to challenge guys in big spots. He's willing to go after them, and it's funny to kind of compare him to Ranger because I think they're like the two ends of the spectrum in terms of like what I like to see out of potential big game pitchers. You know, the Ranger thing, I love the guys who are just completely like stone cold, like calm and collected and never shoot anything on the mound and nothing ever rattles them. And like that's one form of something I love to see. But I also love to see the guys who get into it and the guys who, you know, when they get a big out, they're pumping their fists and they're like, you know, that they're feeling that moment and they're like vibing off that moment. And it feels like he's like that. And granted, we need to see him in bigger and bigger moments to really know this, but he does give me that feel, Jack. I feel like without evidence, real evidence to support it, I feel like I'm going to trust him in a big spot instinctually. You know what I mean?
Well, I definitely would trust him way more at home than I would on the road, because on the road, I think
we've seen him get rattled. He can get rattled. It can happen.
And I think that you just get more. I think you actually can psych yourself out of it on the road. I think on the road, I want more of a stone cold killer, and at home, I want the super emotional guy on the mound. And with this team, who doesn't have the most emotion in the world, I think they actually need a guy like Lizardo that maybe he, you know, gets fired up after an out in the fifth, and it kind of can spark the offense in a way. So I've just been really impressed with Jesus, and I'm glad that we obviously, I think one of the things we look for is mental fortitude and can a guy handle it here? And Lizardo went through some real downs throughout the year. And for him to be able to work his way through it, bounce back. By the way, he's taking the ball every fifth day. This is a guy that had a lot of injury problems. Only 33 starts once in a year, and he is taking the ball every single day. And the stuff hasn't dropped off at all. So kudos to him.
We were talking about him reaching his career innings limit like 2 months ago or whatever, a month and a half ago or whatever it was, you know, in a season. Yeah, that's a great point. And to see him go through it in the middle there and find his way back is such a promising thing for him in the future. You know, if we're talking about this guy next year and is this someone they want to sign and keep here long term, he's never had to do this before. He's never had to throw that many innings, go through a lull, have whether it was a dead arm period or a struggle or whatever, and then come back. Like, he's just never faced this yet in his young career. And so far, so good. Like, it's a real a testament to his ability to battle, to adjust, to, you know, go through the rigors of a season. You know, we always cliche, you know, it's such a long season, but it's such a long freaking season. And it is for those guys too. And it's not like you just go do it unless you're Paul Skeens. Like, most guys have to learn how to adapt to be able to go through the ups and downs, to pitch this many innings, to pitch this deep into a season. And this has been a really big year for Lizardo, both as a Philly, but I think for his career, I think this has been a really big year for him.
Well, and the other part about the staff as a whole is, for the most part, the Met series notwithstanding, I've been impressed by how much I think they have rallied around Zach, you know, and I think Nola's stepped up. Lizardo has stepped up. Ranger just flipped the switch and decided, hey, I'm going to be good again. Chris Sanchez, I think, was always going to be fine. Taiwan's serviceable. Like, whatever. Taiwan's fine. But I think the main guys that you needed to see step up, they could not survive if Ranger and Lizardo were pitching like they were before the Wheeler injury. They just weren't. And credit to those guys for realizing the moment and stepping up and taking the job and kind of running with it post Wheeler.
All right, I want to get to the bats and the Kirk Ring stuff from yesterday, and, you know, mostly I want to talk about Nick Castellanos. But before we move on from the pitching, let's, you know, we've mentioned his name six times already. Let's just get into the Walker Buehler thing, because look, if you're sometimes there are people who are just Phillies fans. They don't really pay attention to other teams and what's going on or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, who did we trade for? Let me look at his numbers. Oh, my God, we signed that guy? Like, why? He's been terrible. And he has. And you look at a team like the Red Sox, who is in a play, like competing for a playoff spot. They're like, well, why would they get rid of him? All fair things. I will not defend Walker Buehler's play this year at all. All I'll say is this guy's a freaking dog. He is a dog. Like, go look at his postseason numbers. I might be mistaken. I think he's got a sub 1.3 ERA in the World Series in his career, like 19 innings or something like that. Like, this dude pitches when it matters. He has been so great in so many big spots. And I'm not saying he's going to come back and just be like the stud he used to be. But for a team that, as we just talked about, has, you know, guys like Lizardo and guys who aren't experienced and some other guys, like, there's not, you know, losing Wheeler hurts the like veteran experience leadership type guy, done it, been there before. Like, Walker Buehler comes in and is immediately the most bona fide postseason pitcher on the staff now that Wheeler would have been. It's Walker Buehler now. Like, it's, I don't know if he's got it still, and I like to see what we could do with him. He's talented. He's done it before. But if nothing else, like, that dude ain't going to be afraid to take the ball in October.
No, he's not. So I watched a little bit of him last night. You want to talk about true sicko hours, James. I mean, so I got back from the game at about 10:30.
How'd the book signing go, by the way?
It was good. Yeah, it's met a lot of high O's people. So good. Always good to put faces to names.
Yep, totally.
Almost said names to faces, but
I've been there many times.
So it was awesome. And obviously being at the bank was cool. And, but after we went, I had seats or whatever, cause it was my second aunt's 70th birthday. And they had a whole stay out. They somehow had section like 110. It's crazy.
Wow. So that is crazy. They roll out the red carpet for the Fritzes, you know, that makes sense.
I don't think I was named at all, but okay. I was on the second row, like by the, where the ball girls sit,
which is the best.
Crazy. Like Eli White dove for that ball. I could hear the thud. I mean, it was so loud.
I think because the way we watch games so much now, especially if we like to watch them together, we'll just stand. Everyone knows we stand outside a section because we'll just see our paths and get in and stand wherever we can. Like, whenever I go and actually like have tickets, especially good tickets, because normally I won't, like if somehow I'm going with like Emily's dad's tickets game or whatever, and we end up just like, or every once in a while, like we're a friend's like, hey, you want to go? I got great seats. And you sit in those great seats. You're like, oh yeah, it's amazing to sit in like the third row by the dugout. What a thrill this is. Like, you forget, you know?
I know. We're trying to get on our tippy toes to look over everyone and
exactly.
Section like, 126.
And you're tall. Like, I'm 5 inches shorter than you. I'm like looking between. I always feel bad for TK when TK's with us because he's like 5 inches shorter than me. So yeah. I almost want to lift him up a little bit. But
I want to put little TK on my shoulder.
You know, right? But it is, you have to find lines of sight. Like, you're just sitting there. You're like, oh, I just get to watch a game. This
well, day. And you, unlike me, you have become friends with the ushers where
of course I have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Shout out to my guy Alfredo. I love him.
Yeah, they see me and they're like, there's a problem. There's a, he's a little too worked up.
They come up, they're like, oh, Seltzer. Mr. Brian, the like guy who runs here. He's like, oh, so great to see you.
Yeah. I'm like, not now. Not
Which
now.
Is, if you ask Emily, literally the most James thing that has ever happened. Like, it's very on brand. Yeah.
It's great. So I was at the game, got home right around about like 10:30. Walker's already asleep. So, of course, naturally, I had my progression of things I had to go watch. One, I had to watch Matt Manning's double A debut. List.
People are like, let me get, what, honey, what show should we watch? Oh, you want to watch a movie tonight? What a fun idea. Sure. Jack's like, let me get my list of sicko baseball stuff I got to watch. All right. Jill, see you tomorrow. Time to work.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. So first was Matt Manning. So Matt Manning's double A debut. Let's get to the important things. We'll get to that later.
Five strikeouts in two innings. That's all I'm saying.
We'll get into it. And then
on the stats.
Second was the Bueller in Boston his last couple times to see what was going on. And then third was just how the game ended. And just wanted to make sure I was all good on how that happened because it was frustrating. But because at the ballpark, I can't tell what's going on. The weird part about being at the ballpark is I feel way more like into the game from the standpoint of I could have a feel for it better than on TV. Like watching the Harper Stott rundown thing live, if there was a mic on me, it just would have been, throw the ball. There's just a different feeling. Well, I feel like you know when to get guys out of the game. I don't know why.
Totally.
But when you're in the ballpark, you're like, this guy has to get out of the game.
Totally.
Whereas and at yet, home, you're like, you don't really
And
yet
you have no depth perception on anything at home. Like, you know, like at home, you're sitting there like, that's a homer. Oh, it's just a fly ball, huh? Like, but then otherwise at the game, like the rundown, like it was probably much harder for you to tell how far apart the runners were, all that. Like, are they close? What's actually happening? We're on TV. We can see it perfectly. It is a weird thing like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have a way better feel for the game, but no less of how, like, I like watching how pitchers are doing. That's my issue. So in watching Bueller up there, I think the stuff still really plays. I don't think it's a stuff decline issue, strictly command for me. I think it's a command thing that I hope that they have some tricks to possibly get back. I think that I don't know how locked in he was or in lockstep he was with what the Red Sox were trying to do with him. And I think he kind of went away from what they were doing with him and tried to get back to what he'd done, I guess, with the Dodgers there. So I don't think he's cooked. I definitely don't think he's cooked. And I like the signing for a lot of reasons. One, which was my initial reaction, was they're going to go to a 6-man rotation because they want to spread these guys out and they want to make sure that those guys are as fresh as possible. And now that Wheeler's not there, like to say I don't want to do this, they're just going to do it.
Two thumbs up from us on that. We have no complaints there.
Yes, go 6-man. It is good Taiwan insurance if Taiwan falls off a cliff or one of these guys get hurt. There is, there is a guy who is a postseason riser who I think still has pretty good stuff. He could start a playoff game if it comes down to it.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, Dave Dombrowski said yesterday, like, we have no fears of him starting a playoff game, which wild for a guy off waivers.
Yeah, I mean, which is insane. But like, you look at his history, there's no one on this roster who can put up his resume when it comes to postseason baseball, including in recent years. Like last year, he closed out the World Series. Last year, it's not that long since this guy has had big playoff moments.
And listen, I know it wasn't great for the Red Sox, and I know that people will say, well, he's in a playoff series or playoff run. Why would they get rid of him? I think it was one of those things where the Red Sox are trying to do right by him because he is a good steward of the game. And you don't want to, you don't want to release him after September 1st so he can't sign on with the postseason.
Exactly.
So I think they were trying to do right by him. I think it just didn't work out. And I think that, I didn't think it worked up there and he wanted a fresh start. They gave him a fresh start and maybe he was rounding into form. And watching the game, he allowed two runs in his last game against the Yankees coming out of the bullpen. It was a BS Yankee Field home run to Jazz Chisholm. Like, yeah. So, all right. So, other things I like about it, on top of the three I just laid out, I should have done 11 reasons why I like the Walker Peterson. That would have been good for the podcast.
See, if I had actually told you what my 11 reasons were about, then maybe you could have, but I had to be, you know, kitschy and tease you and all that. So, my bad.
Yeah. They don't have a long man, really, after Joe Ross's cuts. So if they need someone to be a long man, he could do that. Also, given the current state of the righties in the bullpen, I would like another, like, if he had to go to the bullpen.
Yeah, for sure.
He could possibly do that. And then the other thing that I think is not really been talked about is we're talking about a guy who has in-depth knowledge of who is your direct competitor in the National League. So he has a lot of history of like what they do in the postseason, or like, I don't know. I'm sure he has a lot. He's been there for what, 10 years, Walker Buehler? Yeah. He's a Dodger for a super, super long time.
Like 7 years, something like that at least. Yeah.
By the way, Walker Buehler to me is perpetually like a 25-year-old young arm.
Same.
It's like Sonny Gray.
He only exists as a playoff superstar for me. Like, everything else is just irrelevant. Yeah.
But I also think that he has a lot of intimate knowledge of the Padres. I think he will have a good feel of, like, he's pitched in a lot of games against them. So from the standpoint of it, going against the Dodgers and having someone who spent so much time and won a World Series with them, I think that also is super noteworthy here. It can't hurt this team to possibly have a guy who has such intimate knowledge of the Dodgers to help maybe in the clubhouse or help with game planning or tells on certain pitchers with the Dodgers. So there's virtually no downside. He signed a minor league deal.
Yeah.
So I think that was because it was so last minute he had to sign something. But I just, man, I was legitimately excited when they signed a 5.25 ERA guy on August 31st.
I was thrilled. I was absolutely thrilled. It was like the best move they could have possibly made in that moment for me. Like, it's all upside, no downside in my mind. Like, you didn't have the guy. You lost Wheeler on top of that. You got like an open kind of spot, you know, philosophically. And this guy, by the way, I was wrong. I was right about him having 19 World Series innings. I said he had like a 1.2 ERA. He has a 0.47 ERA. My Oof. Fault.
In Holy 19 cow. World,
yeah, for real.
Hell yeah.
Seriously. Like, and he's only 31. He has been good recently. It's not like he has like been a bad for 5 years or 3 years or something like that. Like, he's, and to your point, Jack, I think you're absolutely right. I think in Boston is a young team that's building, heading towards something. I think they realized, hey, Walker Buehler is not going to be our postseason roster. He is not a part of what we're doing now. And I'll bet you they said, hey, don't go sign with the Yankees, pal. Don't go sign with, you know, one of our competitors. They're saying, go to the National League or whatever. And I'm sure it was a cordial thing like that. And as a result, and that's why it happened August 31st. They cut him on the 30th or 29th. Like, they knew, like, this is your one chance to get on another team before that September 1st deadline to be able to pitch in the postseason. And they did him a solid. And I think it was a smart move on both sides. And we're the beneficiary of it, because usually, again, I know he's been bad this year. I know he's cut by a contender, but usually you don't get a chance on August 31st, the last day before, you know, you have to add someone to your 40 man to be able to pitch in the postseason. It's rare that someone who closed out last year's World Series is sitting there being willing to be picked up. Like, that, a guy who, again, has a 0.47 ERA and 19 postseason. It's not like two postseason. 19 postseason. That's two starts plus, like, a freaking two starts plus of 0.47 ERA in the World Series of innings. Like, again, he might be cooked. I don't think he is. He might be. But, like, for an August 31st flyer, I can't believe it. It's great, man.
And what I find notable too is, one, he didn't just go back and sign with the Dodgers.
True.
So I think he wanted to be here.
That's a really interesting point, Jack. If you, he's been the Dodgers' whole career, he's there last year. It makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, it would have been so early 2000s Eagles and Flyers-y to go right back. So I mean the Cubs, I think, could have used them. The Mets, maybe, you know, if Senga is gonna be banged up, having Walker Buehler, I guess, probably wouldn't have been the worst thing. And I think he chose Philadelphia, which I know to not make a 5 ERA guy into like this killer.
He chose us.
but he chose us. He chose us, Walker. It's because I have that signed baseball, and he said, I'm not going to let it go to waste. So I'm I'm thrilled. And not even, we might as well get to the other one. And they added Mesa. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dombrowski and co. were cooking the last couple days.
Also pitched in the World Series last year. He was on the Yankees last year. They got two guys who pitched in the World Series last year on August 31st.
And he allowed the 62nd home run to Judge.
Most importantly, who could forget?
And he dominated the Huskies in 2014.
As you, again, last pod, you're like, I would come to you with the Lou Trevino hype, and you're like, he wasn't as good as Tim Mesa, though. Like, what? Okay.
Tim Mesa was sick.
I thought it was a joke when I said, at first I was like, is this some High Hopes listener like messing with us because we just brought it up? It was crazy.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was awesome. So it's good to see them finally respecting the piece.
That's what matters. And for the
Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, everyone take it down a notch. It's always been the PSAC.
Okay. All right, couple more things. We haven't even thought about the take back. We are way out. The Casty thing. Let's get to the bats. The last three games, you were a little bugged, but like anything bats wise, but mostly the Casty thing. Look, sat a couple of games ago or yesterday as well. Had the comments, got finally for the first time since Florida actually got replaced late in the game for defensive replacement in a close game this weekend. And comments post game, he wasn't like. Bleep Rob, this BS, wherever it wasn't that kind of, but he definitely was clearly upset. He said he was upset about it, but he, said, it's what it is, but he doesn't like being taken out. Said that Rob never talked to him about it. It was Paco. And, it was just very, very surly. It does not seem like Nick Castellanos is loving the whole situation they've got going on. But as we've said many times, like, good on Rob. This is what they should be doing. This is what they have to be doing with the way people are playing. But your take on the whole Castellanos outfield playing time thing after a tumultuous weekend with it.
We're trying to win ball games. I don't like it's he's hitting 198 since July 4th.
I agree.
I agree. And I thought Rob said it perfectly when I think the way Rob says things versus the way that it is written sometimes is wrong, or it's not wrong. It's just like, it doesn't capture it.
I agree with you.
So, but when he said the line of like, it's time to check our ego at the door and go win baseball games, maybe if like someone more fiery said it, I'd be like, all right, there we go. But Thompson was like probably more nonchalant about it. But the idea of that, I'm glad that they're finally taking that approach. And so on one hand, I'll defend Castellanos from this point. And I think, Rob said this, and I do agree. Like, I want the guy to want to be out there. I think it'd be something wrong with like, oh, sweet, I'm out. Cool. Ninth inning, one run game. I have a chance to help in the field.
Thanks, coach. Sweet. Yeah.
Pressure's off. On one hand, I'm like, all right. Like, I would be annoyed, too, if I was getting pulled out of games. But at the same time, like, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember Burrell complaining in 2008.
Never. Not publicly, at least. Like, there, we never got a feel that he was upset about it, ever.
It was just, that was what they had to do to win baseball games. And I do think Castellanos wants to win baseball games. Does he contribute from that standpoint often? Not always. But, like, I think he's obviously having a tough time looking in the mirror and realizing that he's a bad defensive player, because for some reason he thinks that errors are the only thing that matters when it comes to outfield defense, which it doesn't. He gets absolutely no balls. So, like, I don't know what to tell you, Nick, but he's obviously struggling with that. I think he's struggling with, I'm a $100 million player, and like they don't think I'm that guy anymore, clearly. So I think he's struggling with like the reality of who he's becoming in his older years in baseball. And I think he's trying desperately to like hang on to that idea. So I wish he was handling it better. I didn't think he was going to handle it. I thought this is how he was going to handle it. I thought he was going to be annoyed with Rob. I thought he was going to be short post game. And he has been all of that. I still think this is the last month and a half. He's going to be a Philly. And they're going to move on from him this offseason and let the chips fall where they may. But I'm disappointed. On one hand, I get it. And hopefully, if they can just keep annoying him, he will just go on a month and a half run and we'll be World Series champions.
good way to look at it. I agree.
With I don't know. It's like he's just just frustrating.
I agree with a lot of what you said. I think you really laid it out there well, and I agree with the fact that I want my guys to play, and I want them to be frustrated when they don't. I just don't want them to necessarily tell the media as bluntly as he does that they're frustrated. I do give a lot of credit to Rob Thompson and I'm sure the front office as well, you know, as a part of it. I'm sure this is a collaborative organizational decision, but I appreciate that they have prioritized not playing Castellanos every day. And they have prioritized that game, especially a perfect example of a game where Casty actually had one of his best defensive plays of the season. Like that throw home was awesome. Like that was I did not expect him to. I mean, he set a few gun downs home. It's not like he's a disaster with the arm, but that was a really nice play, a really nice throw to. And even in that game, still getting benched late for fielding, I'm like, nice. You know, that really hammers it home. And I appreciate Thompson and the organization having the stones to stand up to Castellanos, because we know in past years with Phillies teams, that doesn't always happen. David Bell, like they didn't put Polanco at third. Like everyone knew they should have, but they didn't because David Bell was here. Like they've done that many times in the past where they've kowtowed to a contract or to a name or whatever. So I really appreciate the way they're handling it. I hope they continue to move down this path. And I get your point. I don't blame Castellanos for the way he feels. You're a 31, 32, every old guy. Like I need him to be more of a pro, and maybe behind the scenes, it's fine. Like, I don't think he's causing problems with other teammates. It seems like the guys really like him. Like, I don't think this is some like huge issue, but like, dude, you've made so much money in your career. You've had a lot of moments. You've had a lot of great things. Like, suck it the hell up and act like a pro. Like that. That's really my only thing. Like, act like a pro.
Well, it's the entitlement too. Like, hold on, I'm being paid. Like, I have to be out there. Well, dude, you haven't produced. I think it's very simple right now. Now, besides Bader having to sit that game, which is annoying. Because he was so hot. And has he had a hit since? But yeah, it's the entitlement of like, hold on, I'm that guy, when he is not that guy. And at the same time, you know, and I try not to do the contracts thing, but it's like, man, you're being paid $20 million. Just play better.
Shut up. Yeah.
Just play better. I don't know what to tell you. Like, they're playing you a lot. They've paid you a lot of money for the last couple of years, and you've been basically a replacement player for every single one of them. It's been a disappointing contract. Like, let's not like be so certain
entitled
about it.
Yeah, and entitled about it, you know? And like, I thought I saved the quote. I can't find it, but I saw a quote where it was Dave Roberts on sitting to ask Hernandez. He just put it really bluntly. He's like, there's a guy who helped them win a World Series last year. A guy who's also being paid, you know, $30 million a year, whatever it is, $20 million, whatever. Clearly he hasn't hit right-handed pitching. I think a two-day reset could help. He's an everyday guy, but I do think that's where we're at. You got to perform too. And it went on. He was like, basically like, listen, I love Teoscar. He helps us, but if he doesn't hit, he's not going to play. Like, basically what he said, like, it's like, yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly right. And that's what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What organization should be, and I appreciate that we're, it feels like we're getting there.
Well, and the other thing that I appreciate is that it feels like there really is a recommitment to defense with the whole organization. They never cared about defense. Dave DeBrowski's whole thing was like just mash and have a bunch of power arms. I think there's an organizational shift happening with valuing defense, because I think it's what the smart teams do. I think, like, we'll see with this Brewers team, right? Which I can't wait for
the game
today. But you know, the Brewers started super, super valuing defense over a lot of the other traits, even like a lot of hitting stuff. Because if you're a small market team, you can develop pitchers and you can play good defense. You're not always going to have the best offense. So that's the way that you can win games.
And you just hope you get hot.
Yeah. Develop Chorio and you get William Contreras and you kind of piece together an offense. But your first priority is stopping runs from being scored. And you can do that pretty cheaply by just having great defensive players. And I just think that the Phillies are slowly but surely starting to revalue good defense. And that's why they went and got Harrison Bader. It's why Kepler, I think, is still here.
I agree. I think
actually what he does in the field. Although for some reason,
he's been a little weird out there, yeah.
Well, has he lost arm strength? I mean, it looks like he's throwing lollipops now.
Yeah, I don't know. But he is better out there, I agree. And I do think, I think it makes a lot of sense, too, the way baseball is played right now in the postseason, where we talk about, you just got to get hot and stuff. And that's true. But, as an organization, I don't think you can plan to be hot at the right time. So, what can you plan on? You can play defense all year long. Great. You can play defense great at any time. You don't have to just get hot to play defense. And that's something you can completely control in the playoffs. It does make some sense, especially if bats go cold, if other teams' bats are hot, it's another way to combat it. It's a fascinating thing if we're seeing a bit of a shift back to that. All right, let's get to the take bag and Kirkering yesterday in it, I would say, because I wanted to get to that, but very rarely this long before we get to the bag. So throw it in the bag, too. Let's take bag it.
So Kirkering, a couple things. I feel like he does every year where he goes to a two-week stretch of just not being able to find the strike zone, and then he usually rounds into form to a certain extent. My concern level is with him coming into a postseason series, which he has not had great postseason success, and he just might be a lights are a little too bright for him guy, which is frustrating because they need him to be a difference making right-handed option out of the bullpen. That is what his stuff suggests he should be. He needs a way better plan against left-handed pitching. He needs something that can get in on their hands. Like, every time he throws a sweeper to the left-handed hitter, I expect it to get hit 450 feet because it just drops right into the nitro zone. And even when they hit it foul, it's smoked. Now, he can do the 97-mile-an-hour two-seamer that starts at a guy's shoulder and bring it back. That's a good development. But he needs something else for lefties. And then the command has really fallen off, which is annoying. He's not striking out as many guys as he usually does. Like, when he gets he's not getting as many whiffs as he usually does. Like, he used to get a lot of whiffs. It feels like this year when he gets strikeouts because he dots 97 on the outside corner against a righty. Like, the playoff stuff is the one that I'm worried the most with, because he has to take down important innings for this team. And he just really does seem like maybe the lights get a little too bright for him. His numbers with inherited runners are brutal.
Yeah, bad.
14 of 30, I believe, have scored on him this year. And even in a clean inning last night, wasn't even close to getting the job done. So It's definitely concerning. For right now, I'm not too concerned about it. I think by the end of the year, he'll right the ship, but it definitely comes down to, well, what's this guy got to do with the postseason? Because that's a place that he has really struggled in his early career.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think you get there, he's still young and there's still, you know, long career ahead. But right now, I didn't think I'd be saying this. Last pod, I told you I trust Tanner Banks more than I trust Matt Strom, which is still true. I trust David Robertson more than I trust Ryan Kerrigan. Like, my top three relievers right now, if you ask me, honestly, are Duran, David Robertson, and Tanner Banks. And like,
nice.
I can't believe those words came out of my mouth. So that's where I'm at.
I love Banks, man. What a moment last night.
Stones. Like, he has stones, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I love Tanner Banks, and he's a stone cold, calm, just comes in, does a job. So, I agree with you. Robertson came in last night, did a good job. I don't know. I feel pretty good about the bullpen. Like, Strom seems kind of hit or miss, but like, been more good than bad. Kirkering's the big one. And then Duran, good to see him bounce back in a normal way.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, just a nice, clean, normal outing. I do think Mays is interesting from the standpoint of, like, they already have Strom, they have Alvarado, and they already have Banks. So, like,
and they won't have Alvarado for the playoffs. So it's an interesting lefty arm to try out, you know?
Yeah. And then, did you just say you pooped?
Hey, nice.
Way to let the world know.
Go work, buddy.
And then I guess because Walker's ready for the podcast to be over.
Yes, he is. It's fine.
How about Stubbsy?
Welcome back. Welcome back, King. We missed you.
Everything's fine. Oh, and a quick Matt Manning thought. Command is. So here's the most sicko Matt Manning thought maybe ever. You squint. He's got similar stuff to Wheeler. He just does. Got similar
and
stuff.
We're done. 94. Walker, don't worry, we're almost done, buddy. We're almost done. Yeah.
He's got 94, but it's got a little zip to it. He rides me a lot of Zach Wheeler, but the command is not there. He was all over the place yesterday. I know he struck out 5. It's Double-A. He's a big league pitcher. Like, I'm not gonna get too caught up in that. Command will get there. It was his first start back. But there's something there.
Best performance by a Manning this weekend. Am I right? All right. All right. Walker, we're out of here. We're ending this pod for Walker Fritz and for Walker Buehler. How about that?
Can you say high hopes? Yeah, that's close enough.
I think you nailed it. All right. We'll be back at some point after the Brewers series. Weirdest series ever. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, like, no Tuesday game. Playing on the Thursday the Eagles are playing on, instead of just playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and taking off the day the Eagles are playing. Like, oh, I don't know. That would have made some sense, but whatever. I know they make the schedule well in advance, so whatever.
I know.
But it is what it is. We'll figure it all out.
I don't know if my new podcast room being next to Walker's room is going to be a good idea, bud.
We're going to find out. All right. We'll be back at some point later in the week. Until then, he's Fritz and Walker Fritz. I'm Seltzer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.